Good morning, 8:36 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening. Joining us, we have Denise York to kick us off. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, James. How are you doing?
Doing well. And we got lots going on here, and we're just going to jump right into it. Some upcoming events you want to tell us about?
Sure do. So tonight, don't forget Cedar Bluff Bingo. That's their fundraiser that they've been having. Starts at 6 o'clock tonight. Chili and chili dogs is on the menu. So if you want a chance to bingo and eat, head on out there. We've got planning going on for Christmas on the Plaza, so there'll be more announcements coming. It's going to be the first weekend in December, so I don't have all the particulars to that right now. But and then we have the Coffeeville Innovation Lab Workshop scheduled for January. We're going to be announcing it this month and getting registration out there, but we wanted to get a save the date out for January the 13th and the 15th, which is a Saturday, or that Martin Luther King Monday. So those workshops will be ready. And then holiday open house this weekend. Don't forget, shop local. And I do have two visitors. I have Janie DeVore-Gillis and Sam Kudrick with me, and we're going to talk match day.
Yeah, so. Excellent. Well, we're really looking forward to this. A very exciting time. Hard to believe it's here once again.
Good morning. So I'll kick off, and then Janie will bring us home with everything. So we're really excited gearing up for match day this year. I wanted to kind of just give a little bit of information. So match day started in 2013. And when we wrapped up last year, there's been $1.2 million put back into the community. So pretty amazing, you know, over 10 years, that much on one day, you know, throughout those years. So that's pretty awesome. This year, match day is scheduled a week from today. So Thursday, November 16th. There's three ways you can give that day. So you can come in person to see us at 601 West 8th Street. It's the former Community State Bank building, kind of by the Sculpture Garden on 8th Street. And we will be there from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. You can go use the drive-thru. You can come on in and chat with us and have a cup of coffee or some wassail. So we love that. You can also do a mail-in to us by the 16th. So if you want to mail that in or drop that off to our office beforehand, that's no problem as well. And then we also have the online giving option. So if you want to give online, you just go to givematchgrow.com. You can make a donation from midnight to 11:59 p.m. So you have that whole day. And that will go live at midnight. So if you go to the website right now, you can see some information about our organizations, but you will not see that donate button pop up until midnight. Just FYI for everyone. And then I'm going to go through really quick a list of our nonprofits. We have 26 of them, so we have a lot, but we are excited. There's a good variety of different organizations you can give to. So let me list those, and then I'm going to turn over to Janie to talk about our match day partners and some people we want to thank. So going down the list, we have the Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Kansas, Caney Valley Recreation Commission, Cedar Bluff Camp, Coffeeville Aviation Heritage Museum, Coffeeville Community College Foundation, Coffeeville Friends of Animals, Coffeeville Historical Society, which covers the Brown Mansion and the Dalton Defenders Museum. We have the Coffeeville Imagination Library, Coffeeville Public Library Foundation, Coffeeville Public Schools Foundation, the Coffeeville Recreation Youth Scholarship Fund, Coffeeville Regional Medical Center Foundation, the Community Children's Fund. We have CACF Operations, FKHS Charles Worth Swimming Pool Fund, the Golden Tornado Band Boosters, Interstate Fair and Rodeo Fund, the Junior Advisory Council, the Kansas Family Advisory Network in Coffeeville, the Keep It Local Community Fund, Leadership Coffeeville, Midland Theater Foundation, Midwest Pregnancy Care Center, Safe House Crisis Center, Senior Services, and the Wildcat Extension Education Foundation. So that's a lot, but it gives you guys an idea that there's many things you can give to that day, and you can give to multiple. So if you want to split it up and say, hey, I have, you know, this much money I want to give, and I want, you know, these six organizations to receive this much, we can split it up however you want. You can do one check, though, to CACF. You don't have to do multiple or anything. So I'm going to let Janie talk a little bit maybe about how it works on the, and then our match day partners and the thank yous.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
So all donations receive a match. The way we do it is by percentage of the total and then the percentage of that goes into the particular nonprofit organization. So it's awesome that nonprofits can use that money right away, the donations, and then the match goes into their fund to help sustain their organization for the future. So it's perfect. Perfect match. So we do want to thank our match partners. We started in the beginning, Bernard and Effie Jo Wade Family Foundation. They have served as a partner since we started. The Pratt Family Charitable Fund, the Dr. David and Lynn Bumgarner Family Trust, and this year we have a new partner, the Patterson Family Foundation. And the Patterson Family Foundation is very supportive of rural community foundations. And so we really appreciate their coming on board this year and providing, you know, a major part of the match. So this year we have $100,000 in match money, which is awesome. And we're, you know, we're so excited about that. We also want to thank Community State Bank for the use of the site. We used to have it downtown in the Perkins Building, which was awesome. Then when COVID came, Community State Bank offered that site, which was just perfect for us. And we do have a lot of drive-through, and you know, so it's a fun, it's also a fun place. So we appreciate their willingness to let us use that and their offer. Then we want to thank KGGF because they have supported us from the get-go and are just awesome to interview the nonprofit representatives. And air that, you know, promoting what projects they have going, the services they do to our community. So we appreciate that. And in that, the nonprofits who are participating, you know, we just can't thank them enough for all they do all year to help our community. So this is one way the Community Foundation can help support them in a way that it also, by hosting this match day, and the community can and make a little more of their contributions that they would give to their favorite organizations during the year. So,
well, sure, and I think
that
making a kind of an exciting event around it, really, you know, you have the actual board you can watch, and, you know, we'll be giving those updates too. You know, I think it just really makes it enjoyable for people. And, yeah, John's been working on those interviews, I know, so it is neat to highlight, you know, every year what these different organizations have done and what they're doing, because it's just this one time, like you said, that we can kind of support them and salute them. But, yeah, they are working all year round.
Absolutely. So we hope this gives them a boost, and we can tell by the success from past match days that it has really been effective. It's made an impact on our community.
Well, and the other thing, maybe you could talk about the fact that, I mean, on your guys' end, you know, you're sending out all the, you know, tax statements and everything. I mean, that really is helpful too. So you want to talk a little bit about that.
Right. Yeah, that's a benefit. So the donation is like the check or you know, when they come in, they'll, or online, fill out a form that says which organizations they want to give to, as Sam said. The check comes in made payable to the Community Foundation. We do all the back office paperwork on that, recognize it, and then give the money straight to them. So it really, you know, they like it, I think, the nonprofits.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and it's a service that we're set up to provide.
And then for the donors, you're giving them a statement they can use on their taxes,
right,
too, for the, you know, tax deductible.
Cumulative, yeah. So we're happy to do that. And one thing I might mention, we have some mailings going out, but the leaderboard shows, if you go to Give Match Grow and see that, you can click on the individual donation, the individual nonprofit organizations, and it highlights some of the information about them. So, you know, if you see somebody from the organization, you can sure, you know, have that conversation. But if you're just looking through the list, if you highlight that, then it'll click on to Sam's worked with them to put a description up for each one of them. So,
and of course, lots of folks like the convenience of giving online. Plenty of people are going to be going through the drive-through, stopping in. Now, if people want to give by, you can mail in a check, but it has to be postmarked by the day. How exactly does that work?
Yeah, so if you do want to mail something in, we just ask that you get it postmarked by the 16th. That way, just whenever we have all the numbers crunching going on, that we kind of have those around the same time period to get that finished up. So if you can postmark it by the 16th, or if you want to drop it by our office, we are downtown at 117 West 9th Street in Coffeyville. So, you know, you can drop it by.
Can you get it to the organizations themselves to re-enter?
Yeah. So if there's an organization that you see that you, you know, work closely with or know someone, if you want to get it to that organization or person, they can bring it in. And we can, if you don't have a form, we're happy as long as we know who you want it to go to. We can help you with that as well. So, yeah. And then, you know, I know some people last year, like, they weren't going to be here for that day, or they were going to be traveling, so they didn't want to have to worry about going online that day. So I know ahead of time was really nice for them to be able to just take care of it. They dropped it off. They knew it was going to go for match day. So,
yeah. And we have a lot of – we have donors outside of Coffeyville who really, you know, want to support the community they grew up in. And so we, you know, we're happy. We see that every year, that there are people who – hold Coffeyville pretty dear to their heart and some of these organizations, so, which is wonderful.
Well, I know this effort is kind of the envy of a lot of other communities, so, you know, I think we're lucky to have such a well-organized match day, and I mean, I'm just really looking forward to this year. I think it's going to be great. Alrighty.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate y'all coming on here this morning. And again, we're going to be providing full match day coverage here as we get a little bit closer.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting. So lots of great interviews that we have coming up. So, alrighty. Well, Sam and Janie and Denise, thank you so much for coming by. Anything else to wrap us up, Denise, that you've got to share?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I'm good for right now.
Okay, excellent. Well,
I've got a lot to say, but we're not on the air.
That's all right. All right. Alrighty. Well, we appreciate it, all you coming by, and looking forward to match day coming up.
Okay, thank you.
And we've got open line on the way here in just a couple of minutes here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.